In today's Mishnah, we're in the second and third Mishnah from the seventh parak of Masechta Sanhedrin. And we continue to learn about the different forms of capital punishment, and now we'll be learning about Sreifa, which is, literally means burning. As we'll learn, they wouldn't actually wrap an individual in some flammable material and set them alight, but rather they would give them the type of death that is referred to as Sreifat Neshama V'Guf Kayam, which literally means that their soul was burnt but the body remained intact. And that's learned from the death of Nadav Avihu, the sons of Aaron, that died on the day of inauguration of the Mishkan, that they were also killed Min HaShemayim in that way. So what this means is, as Mishnah explains, is that they were actually burned internally and not set alight. So Mishnah says, Mitzvat in Nisrafin, how was it done? Hayu meshakin oto, they would bury the person who was guilty of this offense, knee-deep in Zevel. It says, Bezevel ad arkubovatav. Zevel is referring to manure. And that was to restrict his movement, so he would stay still, and that's to ensure when they're going to pour this molten lead, as we'll learn, down his mouth, if he wriggled around, it would actually go on the outside of his body, and they want to avoid that. They'd get a cloth that was a hard one and wrap it with a softer one. The korech al tzavara, and they'd wrap it around his neck, like almost like in a scarf-like manner. And then zemo shochetzlo v'zemo shechetzlo. So one person will pull one end of it, another person another one. And that would effectively start strangling the individual in order to ensure he opens his mouth. Ad shepoteach et piv. U'madlichata petila. And then what they'd do, they would, this literally means light the wick, but what they would do, they get some lead and melt it, so you have this molten lead, v'zorko l'toch piv, and they would pour it down this individual's throat. V'yorida l'toch ma'av, and it would go down into his stomach, v'chomeret et b'nei ma'av, and it would burn his insides. Rabbi Yehuda says, af hu, im met be'adam, lo mekayamin mitzvah treifa. Rabbi Yehuda says, if you're trying to open his mouth by strangling him, you're running a risk that he'll actually die from strangulation, and you will not have fulfilled the mitzvah of Sreifa. And as we'll learn, strangulation, chenek, is another type of capital punishment. So say, Ella, what would they do? Potchim et piv betzavat shelo betovato. What they'll do, they'll force him and pry his mouth open with like tongs or pliers, if you like. Madlikin at p'tila, and then they would melt this lead and pezokol atoch piv and pour it down his throat. V'atotlo ma'av v'chomer et p'nei ma'av. It'll go down his throat and burn his insides. Amar Rebbe Elazar, ma'ase b'bat kohen echad shezinta. Rebbe Elazar ben Tzadok brings a difficulty. There was a bat kohen who had an affair, and the mitzvah, the death penalty, I mean the daughter of a kohen, and the death penalty for that is that of sreifa. V'kifua, and they surrounded her with branches, chavileis morod, branches, bundles of branches, that's what I meant to say, usrafuha. And they set her alight. And that's what we, I guess you'd refer to the classical way of burning. So that's almost brought as a kasha. How can you say that the sreifa is internal burning when it seemed to be an incident where they burned someone from the outside? And Mishnah responds, Amru lo chachamim said to Rebbe Elazar ben Tzadok, mipnei shelo haya beitin no shelato asha'ab baki. The beitin that executed the judgment were not expert judges. The Gemara explains that they actually were a beitin of tzdukim, meaning those people that they don't hold by Torah Shabbal Peh, and therefore they didn't actually execute the punishment as the Torah really instructs it to be carried out. Let's continue. Mitzvah neheragim. So what's hereg? What's the punishment of hereg? That's hayu matezin et rosho. They would decapitate the individual, besaif, using a sword. And the way Bartanur explains it, that the person would be standing, and as they cut off his head, then he would fall. Kederch shahamalchut osin. That's as a way that the malchut, meaning the kingdom of Rome, that's exactly how they execute their capital punishments as well. So Rabbi Yehuda says, nivul huzeh. That's actually disgraceful to be killed in that manner. They place his head on a chopping block, and the kotzet rosho, and then cut it with a bekopitz, with a cleaver. That's how they decapitate him. Amru lo, ein mita menuvela. Chachamim said that's like mita menuvela. There's nothing more disgraceful than that, because it's almost like you're chopping up an animal. Therefore, they disagreed. What's interesting here, the Gemara says the debate is actually that even though each have an argument why the other one is a menuvela, Rabbi Yehuda actually argues the Chachamim that we have a mitzvah v'chukotehem lo telechu, that you shouldn't go in the ways of the other nations, since that appears to be the way the Romans executed their punishments, so therefore we cannot be mimicking them. And the Chachamim's response to that is, no, we're actually not mimicking them. The mitzvah of Cherev is actually written in the Torah, and there are various verses, Kati mentions a few of them, where it's specifically referred to that are executed by way of a sword through a Cherev, and therefore it's not we're mimicking them, we're actually carrying exactly what the Torah has instructed. It says, Mitzvah ha-nechenakim, what's the final of the forms of capital punishment, which is chenek, which is strangulation. And this sounds very familiar to the beginning of the Mishnah, which, or the Mishnah of Sreifa, previous Mishnah, hayu meshakin oto, they would sink him knee deep once again, bezevel in dung ad ar kubotav, until his knees, venotnin sudar kashe letoch haraka, and then wrap him with two cloths, a hard one surrounded by a soft one, vekorech al tzavarav, and they would wrap around his neck, zemech shochetzlo vezemech shochetzlo. And the two witnesses, once again, the two witnesses that are part of this punishment, they would be the ones strangling him, ad she nafsho yatza, until the individual passed away. Identical to mention, but also in the first case, in the case with Sreifa, it was also the Edim that were the ones that pulled the Sudar in order to ensure that the person who was going to be executed opened his mouth as well. And those Mishnah today.